From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Debis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter arrived Friday in Ankara, Turkey, where he met with Erdogan and other top Turkish political and defense officials. Wayne Lee reports.
Carter's trip to Ankara comes amid tensions between Turkey and Iraq over the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second-largest city, but Iraq is opposed. The U.S. fears tensions could kill an agreement that is keeping rival militias out of Mosul. Carter said it is important for Turkey to respect Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States will continue to work with both of them and keep everybody focused on the objective of defeating ISIL, because it has struck Turkish homeland even as it has struck the homelands of the United States and many of our other coalition partners.
Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitute crimes of historic proportions. He's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayed says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating all possible causes of an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday. Internet users on the U.S. East Coast experienced sluggish surfing as a result of a distributed denial-of-service attack, according to the service provider Dyn. The company said that it had resolved one cyber attack, but its engineers are continuing to work on fixing a second one. Sites affected include Twitter, SoundCloud, Spotify, Airbnb, and Reddit. South Africa says it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Justice Minister Michael Musuta said Friday a bill will be submitted to Parliament recommending that South Africa repeal implementation of the Rome Statute that created the court. The statute legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring to justice the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. At least three U.S. states have denied Russia's request to station monitors at polling places during the nation's presidential election on November 8th. Russia has not previously participated in programs to observe U.S. elections, and these requests to do so in the states appear to be nothing more than a PR stunt, according to the U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner. 7 years of talks over a trade deal between the European Union and Canada are hanging in the balance. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.